Last week's readings looked at brotherly correction, difficult thing for many of us to do, because we're not always comfortable putting ourselves out on that limb. And then what happens if we're rejected, not only with the one that we're speaking with, but with family and friends? Because in a small town, their family and friends, in very many cases, are going to be our families and friends as well. So often it is buried and ignored until it becomes too late. So if we can offer those corrections without yelling, without screaming, having discussions based in love, we can find the peace, the path to peace and understanding, even if it is not a path of 100% agreement. But of that coin of last week's readings, when we flip that coin, we get today's readings. Because the path of correction is also needs the path of forgiveness. We see here tonight that forgiveness can be tough. Because when I have been offended, I'm offended. It becomes personal, doesn't it? Offering forgiveness to another can be a real challenge. But receiving it can also be a challenge. And even forgiving myself is not always an easy thing to do. Because forgiveness is really a matter of the heart. And when we have to look into our hearts and we see the truth, who am I? Who is my neighbor? Who are we as a people, as a nation, as a faith community? Here are readings I think can help us. Our first reading comes from Sirach, which is a part of the wisdom literature in the Old Testament. And Sirach tells us wrath and anger are hateful things. Can anyone nourish anger against another and expect to be forgiven? Remember your last days. Put aside enmity. Cease from sin. Do not hate your neighbor. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. These speak to both internal and external events in our lives, offenses. And it's not about being offended, because in one way or another, intentional or deliberate, inadvertent, we are all offended at some point in our lives. And we all offend at some point in our lives. But what do we do with that? Do we cling to the hurt? Do we cling to the injustice? Wrath and anger are emotional responses to these events in our lives. Do we let them rule our hearts? For Sirach, it isn't about the social order. It's about being generous of soul. It's about the reality that we are all sinners. We have all offended others at one point in our life. We have all offended God at one point in our life. And we need to be willing to forgive so that we can receive forgiveness, so that we can be healed. Jesus expands on this in our parable. The servant owes a great deal, one he couldn't repay. The masters in that day, they had power over life and death. In Greek text, we can see just how much he owed. 10,000 talents. It's an enormous amount, one that he would never be able to repay. His fellow servant owed him only a couple of hundred talents, just a pittance. Both men were in debt, there is no doubt. Neither one was able to repay. That is clear as well. But so when the payment was demanded, the replies were the same. Be patient with me, and I will repay you in full. They asked for patience and understanding. Neither one asked to have their debt forgiven. Neither one had the means to repay the debt. The king responds with mercy. The other responds with no mercy. Where are our hearts? Forgiving? Being forgiven? In the end, we know that we will pay. And these readings bring to mind three realities. We are called to forgive. How often must I forgive? For the Jews, it was three times. And they could keep track of any one person and the amount of times that they offended them. And once they hit that magic number, it was game on. So St. Peter thinks he's being generous. Seven times, Lord? And Jesus says, no, 77 times, or 70 times 7. Depends on the translation. But for the ancient people, 7 pointed to the infinity, pointed to the infinite. And so 7 times the infinite, we can never forgive enough. So where does that forgiveness begin? Does it begin with the offender, who repents and seeks it? Or does it begin with the one who has been offended? Forgiveness is the choice. And it begins in our will, in what we desire. And though the emotions can overrun those at any point, they can blow us off course, it is the will that directs the ship. Forgiveness is strength and power and control. So how do we begin, especially when the hurt can be so deep and so personal? Prayer is a good way to start. Offering masses even for others. Christ tells us, pray for those who persecute you. Prayer transforms us from being a victim to being an intercessor. And we begin to see them in a new light as they truly are. Broken, hurting brothers and sisters. Secondly, we are called to be forgiven ourselves. To pray for ourselves. Christ's cross is the source of God's mercy and forgiveness. We need to enter into that mystery and open our hearts to His love. We need His grace to forgive so that we can be truly free. We need God's mercy to transform us, no matter how long it may take, even if it takes our entire life. But with these two, we can have new meaning when we pray the Our Father. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others who have trespassed against us. So similar to that reading from Sirach that we had tonight, forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? To let what we might have, we recognize that divine will, divine mercy will prevail. Forgiveness is not an easy out for those who roll out, who try to run over us. It doesn't mean that we place ourselves in a position of being hurt again and again and again, either physically or spiritually. But we can't be like the unjust servant. We can't pray to God to have our sins forgiven and refuse to offer forgiveness. All of us carry so many burdens on our shoulders, refusing to let go of the past. But we are called to walk into the future, to what can be, not what was. Forgiving, being forgiven. And as difficult as these are, they go hand in hand with each other. Because when we let go of that resentfulness, when we let go of that weight, that vindication, that frustration, it's like a spiritual surgery, taking a tumor off of our heart and setting us free so that we can be healed. Something that every one of us needs. Something that our nation needs. At this time, we see this in our nation's history. When those in authority offend those that they have been called to serve. In civil society, look at St. Louis. In our church, this scandal, sexual abuse scandal, keeps popping its head up again and again. Look at our political situation in this world, the right and the left. You can't even hardly have a civil conversation. Where is my heart? When I look deep inside, can I pray for those who I don't agree with? Do I seek the need for revenge, for human justice? Do I see hurting men and women in need of God's mercy? And can I pray for them? Do I see myself as one who is hurting and who is vulnerable as well? Can I pray for myself? Can I forgive 70 times 7? This is too much for us on human strength alone. There is only one answer, and that is to unite ourselves with Christ on His cross. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, and to seek His presence in our hearts through His divine mercy, and pray the words He Himself gave St. Faustina, Lord Jesus, I trust in You.